If I hadn't dropped the ball, I would've took it all the way. Homecoming 89, with 10 seconds left to play. We were driving toward the goal line. They were screaming in the stands. I had the chance to be a hero, but it slipped right through my hands. There would have been a big pep rally. They would have hung my jersey on the wall. If I hadn't dropped the ball, well, me and Sandy Miller were supposed to meet after the game. I waited by the bleachers, but she never came. I found a note on my windshield underneath the wiper blade, with goodbye bleeding through it in the cold October rain. We probably would have gotten married, and those recruiters in from Bama would have called if I hadn't dropped the ball. My life would have been so different, but in that instant things had gone the way I planned. But the fact is that they didn't, and the hand I wound up getting was something that I'll never understand. I ran away that summer, took a job out on the coast. That's where I met your mama, and the rest I guess you know. If I had the chance to go back and score that last touchdown, well, son, I wouldn't do it, 'cause you wouldn't be here now. And I wouldn't be your hero, I wouldn't be around to catch you when you fall, if I hadn't dropped the ball. My life would have been so different than that instant. Things had gone the way I planned, but the fact is that they didn't, and the wound up getting is the one that God intended me to have. No, I wouldn't be the man I am at all if I hadn't dropped the ball.